second perek, the Mishnah says, excuse me, the fourth Mishnah, Hu Haya Omer, this is a continuation of the teachings of Rav Gamliel, Benosho Rav Yehuda Anasi, Yasei Ritzono Kiritzonecha, Kideshi Yasa Ritzoncha Kiritzono. And then, Batal Ritzoncha Mipnei Ritzono, Kideshi Yavatal Ritzona Cherim Mipnei Ritzonecha. So you have two different Lishonos here. The first is that we should try to make Hashem's will into our own will. The second is that sometimes we just have to nullify our will in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will. I was, a few weeks ago, I had the opportunity to hear from a very prominent Rav, actually is based in Eretz Yisrael, who was speaking somewhat autobiographically. He's at a later stage in his career. He talked about something that I think helps explain this this Mishnah. And this is not something I've experienced personally, but it was very moving to hear him talk about it. I have only known him for approximately 25 years, but many years before that, he had an anger management problem. You would never know it today, but he talked about having to work for many years, even decades, totally unbeknownst to me, even though I would have said that I knew him relatively well, to overcome feelings of internal rage. So that's what it means, asei ritzono kiritzonecha, that there are some times that if a person is willing to put in the effort over, years or decades, that you can actually break a mida, as they say. There's a famous saying in the name of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, that it's easier to go through shas or half a shas than it is to change a character trait. So, and there's a lot of truth in that. So sometimes in life you can get there, and again, this person said over many, many years and decades, he was able to overcome that, and I was it's very moving, and he said it's not something that he struggles with anymore at this later stage in his life. He doesn't have to overcome feelings of rage or anger, but I'm sure everybody can relate to it on some level, because everybody has their mishigas and different things. So that's one level. Then there's sometimes in life where no matter how hard you work on it, it's just not going to come naturally to you, and sometimes you just have to batel ritzoncha mipnei ritzono. You can't have it both ways, and this is what the Rav used to refer to as surrender. That the halachic system is built on surrender. That there are things that may not make sense to us, the things that may not be easy for us, and you just have to at the end make a choice to surrender to the will of a supreme being. It doesn't mean that you're going to overcome that struggle, but it just means that in the end, a person has to commit one direction or the other. Next Mishnah, sometimes it's included in one organic Mishnah, but it's a different author, back to Hillel. So again, Hillel got three Mishnayos in the first parak, and he's really very well represented in the second parak as well. Hillel Omer, Al Tifrosh Minat Sibor, Al Tamin Batzachad Yomosech, Al Tadin Es Chaverchad Shadgilim Kombo, Ve'al Tor Domar Davar Shi Efshali Shmoa Shasofali Shama, Ve'al Tomar Lachshepana Eshna, Shemelo Tipana. It seems like the common denominator between these five things, which I'll translate in a second, is that don't be, as my mother would say, too big for your britches. Don't think that you can go at it on your own, Al Tifrosh Minat Sibor, and separate from the Sibor. You shouldn't be so confident and cocky in yourself, Ad Yom Mosecha, because everybody is fallible, everybody can sin. The Gemara is filled with stories of different great Tanaim and Amoraim who said that they've defeated the Yetzer Hara in the final battle, and then God would appear to them in various forms to tempt them, and they is very humbling. We shouldn't stand in judgment of somebody until we've walked in their shoes. Al Tadin Es Chaverchad Shadgilim Koma. Again, don't be an arrogant person. You may not have that Nisayon, and so it's easy for you to think of yourselves as better than that person, but you've never struggled with what they struggle with. Al Tomar Davar Sheyefshli Shmo Shesofli Shema. Don't say, okay, when it comes to Divrei Torah, that I'll get to it, I don't have time now, I'll get to it later. And similarly, when I have time, I'll learn Shema Lo Tipana, because, maybe you shouldn't be so cocky. Maybe you're not going to have time later. Maybe you're not going to be around later. Who knows? Mi Odea Ma Yelad Yom. So it was privileged to hear of Lichtenstein's Zatzal discuss this mission. I could still hear it in his voice. And he said, and this was over 20 years ago, he said, Shema lo tipana, bizman hazeh, vadai lo tipana. Meaning that today's day and age, this was 20 years ago already, before smartphones and email and social media, basically destroyed the world. So he said, today's day and age, where there's so many distractions, it's not a shema, it's not a suffix, it's a vadai. If you put off your learning, for sure you'll be distracted. I can only imagine what he would say today with, all the narishkeit that exists, so that the good engineers that our favorite social media companies have created to addict us and our children, you know, it's very, 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 very difficult. You know, it's one thing for people our age, you know, people who grew up, thank God, in a world where we were protected from having a cell phone, you know, I don't know, from the age of five. But imagine for these kids today, and people who are involved in education will know this, it's so, so, so difficult because they were never even allowed to develop an attention span. So their attention span maximally is a few minutes because they're so used to, their brains have been hardwired to get the serotonin of whatever, you know, the text messages, the WhatsApp message, and a million other, you know, the TikToks and all this kind of stuff. You know, it becomes an extreme, extreme distraction. And so we have to be aware of this. If 20 years ago, you know, Gadol could say, Vaday lo tipana, today's day and age we could say, Vaday shebevaday lo tipana. And that means that a person has to really, you know, seize the day, carpe diem, in terms of our learning, and not to allow oneself to get sucked into the emails and everything like that, because it's really a vortex that is one directional. Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha, Metz Kadosh Baruch Hu.